Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Voilà. Just the length.
So we will wait for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Yours is ready.
You can put it anywhere you want.
Yeah, but the mic should.
It's not a directional mic anyway.
Well, I will try to get my presentation all right.
Yeah.
Hi guys, sorry, Mike. Excuse me?
Yeah, you
okay.
Can clip it. So, good morning, everyone. Welcome at the kickoff meeting of our latest project. I hope you all have been updated about it. Good. So. We will try to structure this meeting with an agenda as presented here. After the opening, we will get acquainted to each other, see what our roles are in this project. So we have been provided with some technical tools to communicate and to. Well, learn from each other's plans, I can say. So we will also try to get acquainted to this tool. So they're also new to me. I don't know whether you worked with them before. Then we will come to the actual project plan. You all know, I hope so. It's about the new remote control we are going to design. Then we will discuss well, how it should be, and what our new product should look like. And well, then after some 25 minutes, I hope we can end this meeting. So, basically, this is about a new remote control. When you design a new product, you of course want it to be original. We want to be distinguished.
Mm.
People want to, when they look at the shelf, want to think, well, that's the product I need. So it needs to be trendy. I mean, trendy is what people want, so then they will buy our product. But then it also should work user-friendly, and otherwise people, it will not be be rated very well in consumer articles and like that. So the general outline of new project will be, we first go through a functional design phase. You all get certain task in this phase, and then we will meet again and discuss this functional design, and the same holds for the two phases after this, the conceptual design, and after that a more detailed design in which the final project should get its definite shape. Alright, but first we will do some tool training. In all in front of you, you see the notebooks and notebooks, and we have here a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it should work. I've read it from my from some colleague that it should work with some kind of toolbar. I didn't find out yet how it worked, but maybe one of you did. So.
On the documents and the shelf folder.
Yes. Do you have to say something about that? I'm not fully updated about this shared folder.
Yeah, I guess we'll have a shared folder with documents and share.
Yes. Well, we'll then find out how it works.
Yes.
Well, this seems to me as some computer program, but I didn't find it yet. So we'll come to that later. So now we will try out the whiteboard we have here. So I would suggest
each of us.
Well, yes. We should try to draw on it, and then, well, it should be smart some way. I'm not really sure how this works, but
okay. Shall I start?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think for us it's just like a normal whiteboard, but they'll be recording
so
what we write down.
Now they will record through that. Then the sensor will have it, is going to record the strokes.
But for us it's just like a normal whiteboard.
Okay. Maybe some, maybe Anna, maybe you can start, then maybe find out the score, right?
Nice.
So, why don't you draw your favorite animal on the whiteboard?
My favorite animal. Right, it's a little
time open. Oh, I see. We will try to guess what it is.
I'm a very bad drawer. Weird.
Okay.
You're not going to be able to guess from my drawing. Not a bad drawer. Their ears, by the way. No? Close though. Okay, so like a pet animal. Like a cat.
Yeah.
It's like a cat, so I guess it's a cat.
No, not a cat though.
Especially we should next part, we should take it like that.
So, that's the cat.
It's not a cat, it's a dog.
It's a dog?
Yes.
So good, that's also a kind of
cat.
A
dog doesn't have a tail?
It's got a tail then.
Both predators.
True,
yeah.
Okay. But also, the dogs have a tail.
So
do the cats. And I guess cats don't have a tail.
Yeah, I think I will go without.
Okay.
It will still not extend, right? It's not up to that.
So, favorite characteristics. Dogs are always friendly and loyal
okay,
and fun.
So.
The designer and I'm marketing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yes, definitely horse. Yes. Oh, very good.
So, there's with different colors.
So,
ah.
Suppose
with different pen widths. Abbott electronic whiteboard. Is it the electronic whiteboard? So now it's a zebra.
A blue and black zebra.
Yes. You can meet him in Africa, I think. Very good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very rare blue zebras.
Voila.
Yeah.
I got to get rid of my wireless.
Don't talk about that.
Huh?
Don't need to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
You got lovely brain, probably.
No, it's not for that. No.
I hope you have some space near
okay.
The horse of.
Yeah. Hmm. What should I draw?
Hmm.
She has already taken the cat.
I took a dog.
Really, what is this? You know?
A mouse?
Oh no, it's
this looks like a cat who has been driven over.
A cat, you know, it's lying on its back.
Okay.
You know?
And
I
we should sum up
some
its favorite
no?
characteristics, right?
Yeah, some characteristics of a cat, you know, it has.
Yes,
they
moved on.
Cat, you know?
So.
Definitely a cat.
Yeah. Definitely a cat.
And they like to sleep, that's why you said they are like this.
Oh, well. They're just taking a rest, you know.
It's quite, you know, relaxed situation.
Yeah, a quite relaxed way to
yes.
take a rest. You know, it puts its leg up, like, you know. They may be a good exercise for it, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe I should draw a rat because it should be approaching the cat.
So you have some small legs.
Thank you, Matthew.
Okay. So let's have a rat here.
Thank you, Matthew.
A very big rat or a very small cat.
A rat, okay.
So I hope it gets up, huh? So
yes. Some contribution to our project.
Your turn.
So, let's see. Which animal has not been drawn yet? So you've all drawn land animals. So why not draw an animal
a
from
bird.
The water?
Okay, in the water.
I don't know what that is. It's a bit hard to guess.
Yeah.
So,
put it colors, maybe it would help.
Yes.
Yes.
The cat is going to eat the fish? Or
with
the
different bandwidths.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, it's a shark now.
Oh, it's a shark, yeah.
Oh, yeah, why not? Good idea!
It's a baby shark, it looks to me. You know, it's going to eat the cat rather than the cat eating the frog, you know?
Now, it's a swordfish?
Why not?
You have some in Australia, right?
Swordfish?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I've never seen one.
No, still works.
So I don't know if we need to spend time on that, actually.
We should go for the next one.
Well,
this
tool seems to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's continue to the real stuff. Our project finance thing. When we are going to design, we must keep in mind that the selling price of the project will be about 25 euros. So when designing a project, I also look at you, Lyle.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, people want to get the feeling this is a 25 euro project. Per
remote
project.
Control. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Per project.
Yes. Okay. More interesting for our company, of course, profit aim. About 50 million euro, so we have to sell quite a lot of this things. We will try to get at an international market, so it will be, I think, mainly Europe and Northern America, maybe some Asian countries. Also important for the whole is the product production cost to be a maximal 12 euro,
so it's
50 cents.
Half of the selling price, if I am good in mathematics.
Yes, of course. I mean, we still have to make our profit. Huh?
Of
we
course.
Have to sell at least
you all have to be paid.
We have to sell at least 4 million to make our own profit.
Oh, you're very good in mathematics.
Yes, indeed. So,
yeah.
Well, I think when we are working on the international market, in principle, it has enough customers. So, when we have a good product, we could meet this aim, I think. So that's about finance. And now, just let's have some discussion about what is a good remote control. And well, keep in mind this first point, it has to be original, it has to be trendy, it has to be user friendly. Maybe someone can mention some additional prerequisites for a good remote control.
Of course, it should have an on-off button.
It should have the expected functionality of a remote control.
Yeah.
and it depends what application you're using it for. You might need
we're thinking television.
We are targeting the television, so you need to record a channel. You need to browse the channels in Upwork.
Yes. Yes, that's very handy. I always miss it, and on some remote controls that you can go channel up or down instead of retyping the number, especially when you have a lot of channels.
And just before starting the detailed discussion, maybe you are the marketing guy?
I'm marketing.
So you're in marketing, and you are in user interface design. So just I wanted to be sure. And I'm the industrial designer.
Yes.
Because I don't know you very well, actually.
I'm not too
okay.
old.
Happy to meet you. Okay.
And I'm not.
I too. Yeah. I think you know me,
Just on your web page, but not face to face. So
some other very important things to well, to specify in this first phase of project. So the browse function, as you
and you need the usual ones like the changing the one, changing the channel, and then today we have teletext and all those things. Tomorrow you might have some more functions which can come through that.
Like
so
what? Like internet?
IPO. Now we are looking for television things over IP, for example. Personal video recorder and all those stuffs are coming up.
But we can't really design for something that hasn't been invented yet.
It's coming up, actually. The personal video recorder and all those things.
Well, I think...
You two should think
this over, especially what functionality?
Of course, and first, before designing the thinking about the functionalities, we need to know what are the user requirements. If they need internet, then we would be able to propose something with TV over IP.
But
before
90% of the time, 99% of the time, people will be using the main functions, the volume, the different channels. So we can have all the fancy things as well, but the main controls need to be very obvious and very easy to use.
And keep in mind, it is a €25 unit, so the very fancy stuff we can leave it out, I think. So €25, you expect a quite, well, normal but good functioning, user friendly remote control.
Or in that case, you can always hook up with someone who is providing that, and you sell that product as well as your product with them, you know.
Yeah,
so
we
try and get TV made.
We want to design a new one.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Yeah, I understand. So we need some numbering buttons, some teletext things, and then.
The main is.
Yes, but about the spec, the buttons, buttons that will be on it. I think we can discuss that in the next meeting. I would like to get this wrapped up and go to the end of this meeting.
Okay.
So
okay, we are on the.
So you know now the basic things.
Yeah.
And well, just for the next meeting. You will work on a design, keep it general. I mean, so we will be still flexible with maybe adding some functions.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be working on technical function design. So
yeah, sure.
And when you think about the requirements. Does it need internet, or do we stay at basic television interface? So, I think we should now all go work at this, and you will be informed via email and kind of communication.
Yep.
Okay.
So next meeting will be in 30 minutes, keep in mind.
Here, take this one.
Okay.
I'll get a ton of power from that spot.